Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Brian Jorvig from Botlink.
Brian Jorvig, Marketing Director at Botlink.
Tell me about Botlink.
So Botlink is connecting drones to industry. We're a drone operations platform, software and hardware components to it. We basically take drones and connect them to the Internet of Things.
So are you guys connecting, are you guys actually making the hardware? Are you making kind of the brains and the software, or doing both?
Doing both. It's an end-to-end integrated solution. So what we'll do is we'll put together the operating system for the drone and allow people to fly safely. They can plan out a flight, just point and click on their app, drag and drop, and the aircraft will do exactly what they're saying. We'll give them situational awareness of manned aircraft locations, restricted airspace, weather information. So that's the control and safety part. And then our hardware component, our cellular device, will actually take that data that they're gathering from the drone and send that to the cloud while the aircraft is still in the air. And then we'll take all that data, images primarily, and you might have 200 images while you're flying a farm or a construction site. We'll take all of those images, stitch them together into one orthomosaic image, and then they can take that and make some business decisions based on that.
So where are we at in the world of drones today? Now, you're a pilot. A lot of people might not know that, but you actually have a pilot's license, so you can actually fly these things commercially. The average person can't do that they can't because of the FAA regulations. Talk to me a little bit about that.
We're hoping in June, FAA is supposed to be coming out with new rules. We're hoping that loosens things up for commercial users. Right now, it's a little bit backwards where the hobbyists can go out and fly and do what they want, whereas the businesses that are trying to use them commercially are typically following the rules and there's a lot of liability concerns, so people want to make sure that they're doing it the right way. But you can't fly at all. The people being most responsible aren't allowed to. So we're hoping that those rules kind of flip-flop a little bit, and well, maybe not necessarily flip-flop, but just loosen it up for commercial use. Because then people will be able to use our product, which actually keeps them safe and lets them be a lot more effective with drones.
Where are you seeing the emerging markets coming from? Obviously, one second. Obviously, precision agriculture is a buzzword around here in the Red River Valley, but you know, we have affiliates in the Black Hills and in Wyoming and in Montana, to where that's more of a ranching type of a community, plus energy. Are you seeing anything outside of agriculture?
Yeah, the tricky thing with energy is pipeline inspections, transmission lines. You need to go beyond line of sight to make it effective to do so. We're looking at construction right now as a huge potential there. We partnered with a company called Procore, which is the largest construction management software company in the country, where we'll actually take that data from our drone and push it directly into the construction management software, Procore, that people are already using. So we don't want people to have to change what they're doing. They're used to it. They know how it works. They've been using it for years. We just assume give them that tool to push that data right in there. So construction, mining, aggregates, inspections, there's a million different opportunities.
What are you seeing with municipalities? Are they embracing this for any kind of engineering?
Absolutely. They've got to use outside sources right now. They're not able to do it themselves typically because of the restrictions. So as those restrictions open up and it becomes easier, I think they'll use it a lot more. The insurance companies and the lawyers for companies and municipalities are just telling people you can't fly it all right now.
How about let's talk to me about the brain side, I think, the analytics sides. How in-depth is this becoming?
I think we've just scratched the surface of it now. I mean, you start getting into machine learning and artificial intelligence, and you're capturing so much data while you're flying above and getting different imagery and different sensors. We've only scratched the surface. I mean, the computer programs and what you can do with that data, it's mind-blowing what's going to be possible.
Tell me about price points.
Botlink is very reasonable. It's $5,000 a year to use our software, which gives you the control, the safety functionality, and then all the image processing and actual data, too. So that includes all the cellular data. So $5,000 a year, very inexpensive. Our cellular device is $500. That's a one-time deal to plug that into an aircraft, and you're ready to go. So quite reasonable when you look at the cost of agricultural or construction equipment. very reasonable for the benefit that people get. When you consider not having to send people out to a site to actually look at things and inspect things, if you can have somebody on a construction site remotely, fly that, take that data, send it to the cloud, people in Chicago, people in Minneapolis, people in California, they can all get access to that same imagery, have meetings, collaborate, make decisions together, and not necessarily have to get on a plane and fly out to look at things.
How about the licensing part? Do you see a part where a point where you're going to have to at least pass some sort of, I give the example of like a fishing license, something just very intermediate, basic, just to almost let people know of the social responsibility plus some of the trespassing and that type of thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing they'll probably come out with this summer, some sort of online course you have to go through and take a test and get certified and say that you understand airspace and the responsible use of drones. So I hope so. I think that makes sense. It makes perfect sense to keep people safe and responsible.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jason.
To listen to the full-length interview with Brian Jorvig of Botlink, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crowe, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Joe Nicholas with Pedigree Technologies.
Joe Nicholas, Director of Business Development, Pedigree Technologies.
First of all, Pedigree Technologies, talk about what it is your company does.
So we're an electronic logbook, GPS tracking, telematics company that also has integrated tank and sensor monitoring. So we like to say we're one package for your operations, software package for your operations. So instead of going to, you know, two or three different vendors, we can combine that all into one solution.
Do you guys have oil and gas clients, or are you here trying to pick up clients? Or
we've actually grew dramatically with the growth in the Bakken. Our biggest client base is in the Bakken and continues to be. However, we're expanding into many other markets. We've had a lot of gain in Colorado, Texas, California, Illinois. Many other markets are now really expanding across the U.S. for us.
Are you finding that the technology is just becoming too fast and too overbearing for the average person? Is that, you know, I'm trying to think of the time when, you know, 10 years ago in the internet kind of, or 15 years ago in the internet kind of came out, and people would say this will never catch on, and of course a lot of people knew it would. I see your technology like that too, where, you know, almost like a big data type technology. Are you finding that it's too fast, too soon for some people? Or just talk to me a little bit about that education process that it takes.
Yeah, we had some growing pains with that. We've got a very robust, multi-faceted product. And what we found is a lot of our clients were just using it for GPS tracking and not getting into some of the more advanced features for IFTA reporting, maintenance scheduling, electronic logbooks. So we put together a package that we call our advanced implementation, where we actually have IT professionals sit down, consult with you, figure out people's actual jobs and responsibilities, and then during the deployment phase, we do a custom dashboard setup. So somebody responsible for IFTA reporting would have a much different look and feel than somebody with dispatch. And so the adoption of the technology, since we've started doing our advanced implementation, has been much better.
To listen to the full-length interview with Joe Nicholas, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The fourth annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the fourth annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the fourth annual Bakken Barbecue.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.